Welcome to Takeoff, a Points and Miles podcast by 10X Travel. I'm still Travis, and today I'm still joined by Matt and Emily.
Hello.
How's everyone doing today?
Doing well. Oh, we're good. Yeah. Passing good. A couple yawns back and forth, but good.
Oh, no, you said it. I thought we got it all out of the system before starting. And
no.
All right. I'm going to
resist. You caffeine people now. Have no excuse to be tired. That's all I have to say.
Matt's out here just facing life, zero caffeine.
I don't need it. Don't want it.
Clearly.
Well, I am caffeinated, but yawns just trigger me. So for everyone out there, we apologize if we just triggered yawns for you as well with all of the talk about it. But while you're yawning, if you've been listening to us for a while, you've almost certainly heard us mention 10X Travel Plus here and there. But today's episode is going to be a little different because 10X Travel Plus is now a little different. It's not the same that it's been before. We went back to the drawing board and rebuilt it for you from the ground up. We looked at how people are actually using points, where they get stuck, where things fall apart, and rebuilt 10X Travel Plus around solving those exact problems for you. So today we're going to break it all down. What's new, how it works, and who's this actually for? But the one thing that's not going to be different is we're going to start with our fun icebreaker question. So for today, what is one thing in points and miles that you wish someone else would just handle for you?
I think my answer is that sometimes I wish I was a P2.
Ooh.
So then my P1 would just handle everything for me.
All right, I'm stealing that. That's a really good answer and better than anything I was going to be able to come up with.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be nice to be a P2? Just kind of like trucking along.
Just get to
along.
Show up, be like, hey, which lounge are we going to?
Yeah.
Do I have a window or a middle seat? Is there a shower in this plane or not?
Yeah. Throw out ideas for where to go and let someone else handle booking it. And
yeah. Hey, I want to go here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me know when my flight's booked.
Yeah. Send me the confirmation email.
Yeah. Oh, weird. I just got a booking confirmation in my inbox. Again. Can't believe they're booking another trip.
Oh, no. I have to put in my own PTO request.
Shucks. That is the hardest part, probably.
Man. Well, mine definitely doesn't top that, but I wish someone would close cards for me.
Oh, yes.
I just went through closing a card, and it was probably 2 years ago when we did the episode with the review of my wallet, and I think I'm finally getting around to closing some of those cards.
You paid 2 extra years of annual fees.
Yeah, but like I was breaking even on them, but now the annual fees went up and it's break even just isn't really good enough for it anymore. So
yeah.
And like I got a retention offer, but it was only like 10,000 points, which was miserable. And they forwarded me to like 3 different people just to cancel. I was like, just close this, please. You're not giving me enough points. So
I saw someone in the group recently who was trying to close a card or get a retention offer, and they hung up to call again to try and get somebody different, and they got the same agent.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Which is just like, hang up and do it again real quick.
That's my nightmare. I mean, having to call in the first place, I use the chat or the message feature or whatever I can to avoid having to call like a typical millennial, but let alone calling back to try to get a better offer and getting the exact same person.
Hey. This will be a world that I'm intrigued to see how it changes over the next 3 to 5 years. Like, at what point are we just going to spawn our agents to call the bank's agents to just kind of handle all the account stuff? Because I'm sure some of them are already using some of that kind of stuff. Like, yes, there are some human layers to it, but if they have any sense, they're already using voice agents for some stuff. So, you know, on the flip side, you'll have an agent on agent battle, and then who will come out on top?
Yeah, I know they're at least doing that for like annual fee or like late fee charges. If you ever forget by a day to pay your bill, at least one of the banks that you can call in and it's completely automated and they'll just refund you the late fee.
Nice.
Yeah. That is nice. As a millennial, like Travis said.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I don't have someone to close my cards for me, and none of us are P2s, so I guess we'll just keep wishing for now. But if you were wishing to learn more about the new 10X Travel Plus, let's grant your wishes today. So let's dive in and kind of talk about first, why did we rebuild 10X Travel Plus? This didn't really come out of nowhere. This came from watching people struggle in the same places and us hearing the same feedback time and time again. You know, we wanted to create something that will help provide you with ongoing support and access to enhance your points and miles experience. So what already exists inside of my 10X, which is kind of the foundation for the new 10X Travel Plus, that's all going to stay. You know, the course is still going to be in there and be accessible for free. You know, the My Next Card tool, my wallet, all of that is staying. But we've built some new tools to help layer in there. So if you want a little bit additional support, as well as some community and award alerts, you can access all of those to help and solve some of those common friction points, like I forgot to use my credits, or I'm making this purchase at this store, I don't know which card to use, or I just need some expert help to help solve my points problems, or just to find more of your points people. Those are all of the things that we're looking to solve, is to help enhance your ability to manage your day-to-day with your points, find your community, find your people, and just really enhance your points and miles journey and experience. So the new program has 5 core features, and let's get into them. So first feature, which was assigned to me, so I just get to keep talking to you. So if you've tuned out now because you don't like my voice, then I guess you'll miss this part. But for those of you sticking around, you'll still get to hear me. The first feature that we're including is just more award alerts. We actually did a survey late last year, and this was like the number one thing y'all wanted. You know, you don't want to have to be searching. You know, most people don't miss redemptions because they're bad at searching. They just miss them because they didn't know they existed in time. And what we wanted to do is to highlight these, bring them to your attention with higher volume, higher frequency than you can find elsewhere. And that's exactly what we've done. In fact, in the past month, we've published over 100 award alerts already. So that's 100 opportunities to see ways to use your points and miles to help take your dream trip. Now, not all award alerts are the same. You know, we realize that maybe people aren't as excited about like a business class flight to Hawaii, but maybe some people are. So we actually broke these up into 3 different categories to help you know what you're looking at and segment them out a bit. The first one is the unicorn alerts. These are those, I like to call them the like book now, think later. So that way your P2 just gets that confirmation straight in their yeah. email that we...
yeah, I'm sure we've all done one of these before. Mm-hmm. Just no questions asked.
I just looked. Looks like we just posted Qantas first from LAX to Sydney.
Yeah. it's not on the dates that I need, but I definitely right. saw it and checked. Yeah, I mean, that's a great example of what becomes a unicorn alert. You know, Matt mentioned Qantas first. Other ones that we've published in the past month, we found some Q Suites, some Japan Airlines first. In fact, I think we found Japan Airlines first like 2 or 3 times already across different dates, different departures. So, you know, these are those really highly coveted seats in the points and miles world that... sometimes you might not necessarily be looking to go to Australia. It's just always been on your radar. And then you see Qantas first. So congratulations. Now you've got a trip to Australia.
Yep. These are the ones that just dictate where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's like how my trip to Australia happened. I always wanted to go. And then finally there was some availability. So just jumped on it and said, okay, here's when we're going.
Yep.
But of course, like, unicorn alerts don't capture everything. So that's why we also have what we're calling our flight deals. These are just patterns of availability, good availability, maybe not as exciting as Qantas First, unless Matt is snatching that up right now.
No.
but award availability that you probably should know about and want to take a look at, but just doesn't have quite the same level of urgency. You know, we've published recently business class to Ireland, some Starlux availability. One of the interesting ones to me was Delta One to Seoul. I actually thought about jumping on that myself. So
would that one have made it into the channel in that case?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, would you have passed it along? I don't know. Maybe you would have booked it before you shared it with everybody else.
Yeah, usually I like to book it first and then share. But the nice thing is these are all automated, so you don't have to worry about the staff kind of filtering through and grabbing the availability first, which is kind of the nice thing is with it being automated, you don't have to worry about things being missed. And the last part of our award alert system is what we're calling the weekly roundups. So we're already looking through all of the availability that we can find, pulling out the unicorn alerts, pulling out the flight deals. But what we felt was really missing is, like, that doesn't give you the full picture. That only helps you if you want to jump on a unicorn alert or some of those flight deals are to a destination that you want to go. So the weekly roundups, every day we pick a different region and we actually share every single award seat that we have found between the US and that region. So if you want to understand and see, hey, I really want to go to Portugal, but there wasn't a unicorn alert or a flight deal to Portugal, you can go to the US to Europe weekly roundup, find every single award seat that we have found between the US and Portugal to help guide your search, to help you know what was available on the day that we found. That way, you're really, like, not missing anything. Our unicorn alerts and flight deals are bringing things to the surface to help highlight and elevate some good opportunities. But the weekly roundups give you the information of everything. So that way, when you're looking to book a trip, you can just start right there if there wasn't a unicorn alert or a flight deal. So you won't miss a seat. And we include economy, premium economy, business, first class. We cover each and every one of them in the weekly roundups. So that way you can be the most successful possible at booking your trip.
Yeah. I think one of the most important things too is the way we're delivering the award alerts. They're part of the community aspect of the new subscription. So you have complete control over how you get alerted to them. You can do, like, a mobile push notification, in-app notifications, emails, like, you can customize them so that you're really not missing anything. If you don't need to know every piece of award availability from the US to Europe, that's okay. You can filter those ones out. You can focus on the unicorn or the flight deals. That way you're not getting too much. You're getting just the right amount of award alerts so that you can book your next trip.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, by doing that, the weekly roundups will always be there when you need them. But if you don't want those every day, you don't have to get them every day. Speaking of the community, Emily, that's kind of the next feature that people are getting access to as well with Tenext Travel Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. The community was actually maybe ranked number two in that survey that you mentioned in terms of priority of what people are looking for out of a subscription service like this. Really having more of, like, a private community is important to people, whether that's for a number of the reasons we picked the platform that we did. The main one is just organization. We're all familiar with Facebook and the Facebook group struggles of trying to search for information or feeling like the algorithm is hiding stuff from you. With this type of community that you're going to get access to, everything is organized super well. Think of it kind of like Slack or Teams, but for fun instead of work. You'll have all these different channels or spaces, as they're called in our community, where you can kind of, like, filter and join specific ones based on what you're looking for. So if you are not a family traveler, you don't have to join the family travel space. And then that stuff is not in your feed the way it might be in the Facebook group. Same thing for, like, business owners. You can join a specific group for that and find other people who are looking for ways to, you know, maximize their high spend on their businesses. So really the main takeaway of the community is just it's better organized. There's also direct access to our team and more of us that are always participating in the community. You can find us commenting on every single possible post. You can find us sending all the award alerts. You can find us sending like weekly recaps of any points and miles news that's happened that week. And we're also going to be hosting some webinars. We'll do at least once a month at the start. And the first one, I believe, will have already happened by the time this airs. But the first one is a live award booking with one of our expert award bookers, Tim, who is going to walk people through how to book a trip to Asia, which is one of the more complex ones that you can do. So if you're ever kind of stuck on that destination, this will be helpful. And if you are too late to catch that one live, since we're recording this, you can always watch it back recorded in the video library within the community.
Yeah. And we've already got a few past webinars that we did for the past 10X Travel Plus members in there. So, you know, you don't have to show up to get the value. You can always go back, find the one that applies, and maybe you're not looking to book a trip to Asia right now, but in the future maybe you are and you're just wondering how to get started. You can go back, check the webinar to kind of learn how some of the experts do it to set the stage for the process for you to go to. One of my favorite things about this too is it's social media agnostic. You know, we've got the Facebook group and we love the Facebook group, but if you're not a Facebook person, then that means that you might not have access to our community. This is set up and tied in directly with My10X. So I believe all you need is a My10X account. And when you sign up, you get access to the community. It's not run through Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp.
So many people are sighing relief right now that it's not run through Facebook.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point. I mean, I know just for work, I go on the Facebook group and then somehow I find myself like 2 hours later still on Facebook, even when I really just wanted the community. So yeah. I think this will be a nice way for people who are going through social media cleanse to still get the points and miles content that they want.
But of course, community and award alerts, we did not stop there. Matt and his team have built out three new features inside of My10X for subscribers. You know, the community and award alerts is helping you find your people and helping you find the destinations you want to go to. But these tools are really helping you get more value from your points from day one. So Matt, you've got three here, I guess. So take it away.
Perfect. All right, we'll go through these one at a time. I'm not sure if you all have noticed, but it seems that banks, as of the last couple of years, have an affinity for making their products coupon books, just credit after credit after credit. Historically, there's not been great ways to track this. You know, you can make your own spreadsheet. There are some tools that exist, but we decided to take the matter in our own hands and include this straight into My10X, and we've done that. So there's something like 35,000 individual trackable benefits across like 5,000 cards, which is just insane. And that's growing and expanding as those unfortunately get added more and more like every day, it seems. But, you know, all your pesky DoorDash credits or Uber Eats credits or I don't even know what else, you know, all those
streaming credits,
exactly. There, a lot of them are $3, $5, and $10 a month. So if you miss 1 month, it's not the end of the world, but like you're also paying and leaving money on the table. This now will give you kind of a tool and resource to be able to easily track those and track the utilization of them, help you remember when they're expiring. You'll get notifications about that. You'll be able to kind of see across all the different cards, one, what credits you have, and then two, you know, kind of a quick snapshot into how many of you've used this month, this year, or what different sort of time period to also be able to kind of evaluate and assess the long-term value you're getting from a card too. You know, obviously the benefits aren't the only component of it, but they're becoming more and more of it as they keep getting added and banks keep raising the annual fees, especially on the premium cards. So being sure you're using them is a key core component of making sure you're getting value out of that annual fee you're paying for those cards. So
yeah, I think that's such a huge benefit of the benefit tracker. It's like,
whoa.
Like Travis just admitted that it took him 2 years to close cards.
Yeah.
Now it makes it way easier. You could just log in, see which ones you've actually used. Did you break even or get more out of the annual fee that you were being charged? That's like a quick, should I close this? Yes, no. Now it might take you 2 years to actually make the phone call, but at least you have your answer.
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing just from this was having a centralized place to see all the stuff. In my head, I have a generally good idea about, if I look at a card, it's, yeah, it's got this and that, and I can't remember if that's monthly or quarterly, or, you know, have a decently good idea. But now having essentially a full list of all that stuff broken down into sort of bite-sized ways to be able to see what I have to use and by when is super, super helpful. And I think our users are going to love that. Early adopters already are ranting and raving about it, not to toot our own horn, but finding tons of value in it so far. So it's exciting to see.
I mean, even as a person who does this as my career, with the changes to cards and the coupon book changes over the past couple of years, this has already helped me find some credits that, like, I've just forgotten about, that I haven't thought about. This weekend, we went out to dinner at a new sushi place, and I happened to be inside of the benefits tracker and was reminded that one of my cards and one of my wife's cards has a dining credit. And so I checked, and the restaurant was on the right dining platform. So lo and behold, I got an extra $200 worth of discounts that would have expired because it's quarterly, and I might not have used. So
God, you got more value out of what you have to pay for 10X Travel Plus just in one dinner, just from logging in. Unbelievable. And I know we haven't even told the people yet, but you have.
I have, yeah. And I mean, like, that's the nice thing, right? Is with how the points and miles landscape is changing, it's just such a mental load to keep that all in your head.
And that's by design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the bank side. They want to offer you these credits. They don't want you to actually redeem them.
Yeah.
Or redeem all of them.
Yeah. And so even like having a centralized place to see them and take that mental load off of thinking of what cards might have a benefit for this, instead I can just go in and look and see, has already saved me. Actually, hold on, got to do the math. In the past month, I've already gotten $950 worth of credit from it.
You can obviously see that from the dashboard too. If you had it in front of you.
$950.
But that's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some like specific travel credits for booking through a bank's travel portal, which I was doing. I was going to use all points for it. And then I was like, wait a second, I can just adjust the points down and get this credit there. So it's one of my favorite aspects here, just saving that mental load and helping me save money.
Yeah, it's nice.
I agree. Awesome. Yeah, so that's one of the ones we're launching with. Next up, just kind of a best cards tool. You know, you'll see people put stickers on their card or just try to remember, hey, I need to use this card at for gas or this card for groceries. We're helping you out here too. We'll analyze your wallet and tell you based on a number of different criteria, but typically just kind of overall value of like the points and stuff that are earned on that card, which card in your wallet you should be using at different categories, restaurants, groceries, home improvement. You know, there's quite a few sort of different categories that you'll be able to see to kind of help with that decision paralysis or analysis paralysis, and based on the math, be the best option for you. Now, as you might know, some of these decisions are subjective. If you're trying to earn Alaska miles, you might use that card at your home improvement purchase, even though you're earning less than another, you know, currency might earn you or something like that. So we're giving you the best, but that does not mean it is the only one you can use. You got to use your knowledge and judgment or just goals with it. But again, I think it'll be super helpful for people to have quick access to as a reference to be able to see, especially since it's based exactly on your data.
Yeah, I think that's the best part for me, is like there's tons of editorial content articles about what are the best cards for dining, what are the best cards for gas, but like at least in the points and miles space, like you really shouldn't be opening a card just because it earns you 3x on gas. Like ideally, like you're more focused on the sign up bonus rather than the earn rate. So having it kind of like analyze your own wallet based on what you already have and saying, of the cards you have, here's what I would use at this point of purchase is way better than saying like, oh, I better get this card and add it to my wallet, even though there's not really a good sign-up bonus, but I might earn a few extra points on that category.
Yeah. And, you know, this feature was really inspired by y'all. You know, for a long time, we've always said, don't worry about this. Like, just get a sign-up bonus. And of course, that's always going to be your best return. But if you go back and look at the demographic surveys that we've done in the past, and we'll link to those in the show notes for those of you who are interested, most of you are only opening 3 to 4 cards a year, which means there's probably a lot of opportunity that you're spending on cards where you're not in a bonus period. And because of that, we decided to kind of step back and say, how can we help you still get the most points when you're not just earning a bonus? And this tool helps you do that. It elevates the best card. It might not be the right one in your strategy, but it at least highlights to you, hey, if you just want the highest, or earn the highest points, here's the best card that you've got in your wallet. Example of this, literally earlier today, I know that I'm like tooting our own horn, but I was making an online purchase and paying someone through PayPal. And like, that's one of those categories that I know sometimes shows up on cards, but I just wasn't sure. And instead of having to spend time Googling and trying to find if I've got a card that has extra spend on PayPal, I just went and checked. Plot twist, I don't. but it at least like saved me the yeah. time from having to research. And again, like, having to go through all of those steps in my head. Cause if you're like me, like, I've got my wallet on the back of my phone with a few cards, but then also over here on my desk, I've got my wallet that has more cards. And then I've got like some additional cards just kind of sitting out over here on the side. I was going to show, but probably can't for compliance reasons. So
also like personal, say, like finance reasons.
Details.
Yeah.
Well, but some of them it's on the back now. So I was going to pick one where it's on the back. But again, it's just about reducing that mental load and saving. It saved me probably 5 to 10 minutes of either looking through my cards and thinking, or researching and thinking, oh, well, I've got this card. Does that have it? This card, does that have it? Instead, I just went there and checked and saw, nope, none of them have it. So it didn't matter too much, which, like, that's kind of the point. It's to help reduce that mental load so that way you can just make decisions faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Excited for that one. Well, all these, but that feature as well, and to get that out in people's hands. Lastly, another premium feature we'll be launching with is on the redemption tracker. It's kind of a feature I've been excited about since we launched it, and seem to be gets a lot of use by users, which is super exciting. But admittedly, the experience is not ideal. It's a lot of data entry. Well, not anymore for premium users. If you've ever used TripIt, which hopefully a lot of you have, I've loved it for years. One of the best features that they have is you can just like forward your email itinerary receipts to a TripIt email address. It digests all that information and pulls it into your TripIt account. Well, we're doing the same thing. Sorry, TripIt. I hope you didn't have that process copyright or trademarked or whatever the
legal. Maybe we should have checked that first.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing. We stole the feature, but obviously it's more geared towards a combination of what you booked, but also how you booked it. So if you booked a flight, whether it's with cash, miles, a combination of the two, we will extract not only the flight details from the receipt or your confirmation email, but also how you booked it, what miles you used, what your taxes and fees were, if we can, the card you used to pay for it, a number of different things. So it does not 100% automate the process, but for a lot of, especially common itineraries and receipts, it gets it pretty close, if not fully perfect. The tricky part is on some of these carriers, they have different levels of information on the receipt, so we pull out as much as we can, but some of them literally won't put like how much you paid on the receipt. Which kind of to useful. Me seems to defeat the whole purpose of a receipt. But anyways, so that's a super exciting one and really, really will really help you to be able to better utilize the redemption tracker, both for historical uses as well as just general organization and planning. It's kind of fun to be able to go back and look over the last 4 or 5 years if you've been diligent about putting the data in and sort of maintaining it to see not only the places you've been and how you've gotten there, but just how many points you spent, how much the, you know, cash value you've extracted out of that stuff was. It's pretty amazing how quickly those numbers add up. So this upgrade and new feature should help ease the ability and experience for being able to use that super powerful tool.
Yeah, and like one of the things about the redemption tracker that I think people miss sometimes is this is also just like logging your trips there makes this a great way for you to give back to the community as well. We do have the social share feature in there, but we also use it to actually determine what are the average values people are actually getting for their points. If you go into your points inside of My10X, you'll see that a lot of them say like average value. I might be saying the wrong word there, but let's go with average value. And like all of this comes from the redemptions that you are actually logging inside of there. So these values are not just a random guess or based off of what the top 2 or 3% of people in the points hobby are able to get in terms of value for their points. It cuts through that noise, removes that bias that can happen in a lot of other tables of points valuations, and says this is just what our average user is getting. So it's great to have for yourself. You can compare against that average value, but it also helps us make sure that the average value that we're sharing is actually representative of the average value that people are getting. So in a way, it's your opportunity to see in one place, have that organization see the value that you've gotten, but as well as to give back a little bit to everyone else to help provide the information to drive those actual real values of points that people are getting.
Yeah.
And when it's easier to do that, that just makes it even better.
Yeah. I think it makes it easier to kind of like convince your friends and family, rope them in because of the sharing feature that is on the free version and you'll have going forward too. But it's just like, if there's somebody who doesn't believe that this is real, points and miles are not real. It's forwarding a couple confirmation emails, building a trip out, and then sending it to your friend who thinks you're lying to them makes it pretty easy to convince them.
100%. So yeah, those are kind of the three premium focus features that we're launching with the launch, a relaunch of 10X Travel Plus. As you might suspect, we have a lot on the roadmap for rolling things out, not to overlook where we're starting, but this is kind of just a starting point. So as a 10X Travel Plus member, you'll essentially be opted into new exciting updates and new features and improvements over time. Got a lot of stuff on the horizon that we're excited to get out and get in your hands, but we're super excited about where we're starting today.
Yeah. Should we summarize the features and reveal the price?
Yeah.
What? We're charging for this?
We're charging for this?
Yeah, I mean, so ultimately, here's how you can take advantage of 10X Travel Plus. $10 a month, or if you love what we've got and want to lock in a little bit of a discount, you can pay $100 and lock everything in for a year. That includes everything that we're launching with, the award alerts, the private community exclusive for 10X Travel Plus members, the credit and benefit tracker to be sure that you're getting every value from every single card that you've got, the best cards by category tool to help you cut through the noise and pick the right card for every purchase that you're making when you're not working on a bonus, and the email forwarding the enhancements to the redemption tracker. So that way you can keep your trips organized in one place, see the value that you're getting, as well as giving back a little bit to help establish those average points values for everyone else. And of course, like Matt said, this is just the beginning. This is what we've pulled together in about 3 months, 4 months. So we've been putting a lot of energy into this, and we're excited to keep building upon it. So this is version one of the new 10X Travel Plus, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming through as well. And Plus, in the community, there's a fun little leaderboard. So that way you can, if you're naturally competitive like me, you can see where you rank amongst everyone else in terms of community activity and engagement. Don't worry, the staff is excluded from it, which is fair and reasonable. But
I have a few thoughts and comments. One, the price is ridiculous, just to be perfectly honest, especially starting out, but in the next 6 months to a year, just you're getting a ton of value for the price, which is super exciting. I'd rather be on that side of the equation for our audience than the flip side where we're really trying to like have to push to justify $50 a month or $100, you know, whatever the number is. We're excited to be able to launch it at a very approachable price where you're getting just crazy outsized value.
Yeah. You're making my job easy. You're
welcome.
I mean, if you track one credit, that's more than $10.
What Travis saved $200 this weekend just for $10 a month.
$950 over the past month already.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
And then two, if you're an existing My10X user, you're still going to have access to the kind of tools and resources you have access to today. That's not going away. So I just don't want any kind of confusion there. There's just going to be some add-on stuff. So if you don't want to join, totally fine. This is not you have to join or else you won't have access to it. So you'll still have access to a ton of great features kind of as part of our free plan. But then there will be some premium only options.
Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of research in the space to try and, you know, put together the best resources and tools that we think are not only worth the money, you're getting more value probably than we're charging at this point. So we're really excited about what we're launching and, you know, open to feedback too. We're looking forward to hearing what y'all have to say and making it the best for all of our audience and members. Yeah.
We might have to put together a leaderboard of the benefits people to who the top benefits dogs are.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
That would be fun. Travis might be at the top right now.
You know, this has just been such 10X Travel Plus as a whole has been such an inspiring part of the business.
I don't think we've ever shared publicly about it, have we?
I don't know that we have.
Okay.
Maybe in Bryce's goodbye episode. Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, maybe that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, 10X Travel Plus as a whole really started during the pandemic when there was so much uncertainty. Banks took away affiliate links. You know, we lost revenue basically overnight. And a number of you asked what you can do to support to because you found so much value in what we provided. And hundreds of you just stepped up and donated your money for like, which so I cannot tell you how grateful and thankful we were for that. And when we came out of the other side, we wanted a way to give back to those of you who gave to us. And that's where really the first version of 10X Travel Plus came from. Had multiple levels, consults, some swag, really just like a big thank you to everyone. Version two, we launched when we launched our award booking service. So that one came with the award booking credits and the consults. And, you know, the biggest gap that we've realized over time is that while, you know, you're certainly getting your money's worth in the old version, we wanted to bring it full picture and provide a service and an opportunity where if you're wanting to support the business, support 10X Travel for what over a decade now has virtually been free information, free content. We take that really seriously. And that's why we didn't want to come out with a price point that feels like extraordinarily high. We just wanted to be sure that it's affordable, but that you're also going to be getting more value than what you're paying. That was really the guiding light behind this, is to be sure that we can provide resources, whether it's the benefits tracker, which is money directly, the smaller community and access to us, or the award alerts, or any of the features that are in there, that if you choose to give back to us, that the value that you're going to get for your support is astronomically more than any amount you're going to pay. And it's been a really fun journey, like seeing the evolution of this over the years, and the way that it has helped enhance the ability for people to get more from their points and miles. And that's our continuous goal here, is that if you're looking to support us, this is a way that you can do that. And by giving us your support, we are committed to building the tools and resources so that you can get as much value out of your points and miles as possible. And we sincerely thank you for that. So
well, I'll move on.
Thanks. I'll move on from, I don't know, being a little history lesson and gushy. Before we wrap up, we do want to let you all know that we're taking a little bit of a recording break from the podcast over the summer. If you have been with us since the beginning, you know now, and it feels crazy, that we've been doing this nonstop for 2.5 years, which it does not feel like it's been 2.5 years.
It doesn't?
It's a long time. We love doing this, but we need a little bit of a break so that way we can recharge and come back better. Like I said, we've been doing a lot over the past few months, and we also just have like plenty of blooper reels, plenty of other popular episodes. So we're going to be resharing some of our favorite episodes, potentially some blooper reels from the recordings. I know I had a few moments already in this episode that we just did. I know it might surprise you, but these do get a little bit edited, so that way whenever I say the wrong words, we get them right. You know, maybe we'll pull the avios 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 discussion into
right.
But don't worry, we plan to be back later this year. Just taking a little bit of a break to recharge, spend our time focusing on the new 10XT Plus, the community over there, the tools, the feedback, the response. You know, we want to be sure that we have all of the capacity that we can to deliver that value there. So don't worry, we will be back. But for now, we're just pushing the pause button for a little bit. So with that said, summer break. That's all the details on the new 10X Travel Plus. You know, the what it is, how you can get value, what it's costing, why we did it, why we built things this way, why we chose what we did. And hopefully you'll see the value that you can get from 10X Travel Plus, just like I know I already have. So if you've really ever felt like you, even those of you who understand points, but just want a space to be better organized, to reduce that decision fatigue, to find every piece of value from your credit cards that you can, and also some easier ways to find flight availability, as well as a little community to hang out with, I'd love for you to give this membership a try. You know, at $10 a month, we firmly believe that with the benefits we've included, you'll get that value back virtually instantly, whether it's between the credits you didn't realize you were forgetting to use, that's me, booking one of the award alerts, or just learning something incredibly valuable in our private community. So you can check out all of the details in the link in our show notes, and we will see you after our break.